So if I understand correctly, every astronaut that walked on the moon first came here to Flagstaff to train. Is that right?
That's correct. And the backstory to that goes back to actually the late 1940s. And that is when a fellow named Eugene Shoemaker was studying volcanic features on the Colorado Plateau. And some of these are quite explosive in their nature. So you can see they would form small crater-like features. He proposed to the U.S. Geological Survey that they should have a program in planetary, or at least at that time, lunar geology.
What is it exactly about Flagstaff that made it the right place to train for the moon?
Well, on the Colorado Plateau, you don't have much vegetation, right? The geology is just there for everybody to see. So it just made it an ideal place to, one, learn or teach geology. And of course, we've got Meteor Crater, which is the world's first best meteor crater. In fact, the very first trip out here by astronauts was to Meteor Crater and Sunset Crater. And that demonstrated to NASA the value of actually training the astronauts in geology.
There was also a component of this that was sort of like physical training. They had to get into their astronaut suits and drive the moon buggy around.
Most of what was done as far as learning the actual lunar rover and being in their suits and using the actual instruments was actually done back at the Cape or at Houston. A lot of what you see here in the films and photos around Flagstaff are actually geologists that would get suited up and go through the motions. The astronauts' time was booked, and so they didn't have a lot of time to be learning this process, and that's what a lot of what Flagstaff was about, was how do you do geology, field geology, on another planet, one with a very hostile environment.
Okay, so that's fascinating. So that begs the question, why not just send geologists to the moon?
Given that there was billions and billions of dollars at stake, and the national prestige of the United States at stake here, it's understandable why they did go ahead and send trained, experienced test pilots to the moon. There's a quote I love from Gene Cernan, the commander of Apollo 17. He said, "All the geology training in the world isn't going to matter one bit if you don't get there."
What do you think has been the legacy of the Apollo era?
I think it's, for me, it's I don't want to say lost on people, but just the fact that it's not a part of their experience to have lived in a time when mankind had not left the Earth. We take that as history, and history tends to be old and dusty and boring. But the fact of the matter is, about two-thirds of the people alive today were born after the Apollo moon landings. So for them, it is history. So to think that in four plus billion years of Earth's history, this was the first, and always will be the first time, when mankind left the Earth. I find that so profound, and the fact that Flagstaff was so central to that, mankind's leaving the Earth and mapping other planets, it's too much to comprehend. It's too big to really take it all in.
Rich, well, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.